Good evening, good evening, good evening. Hilches Avdola, Simon Reish Tzadi Zayin. And we'll be discussing amongst other halachas as well. We'll be discussing the halachas of Besomim, such as what kind of Besomim are acceptable. We'll be talking about which kinds of Besomim are not acceptable. We'll be talking as well about what if a person... What the person should really seek for besamim, and very good. Let's see the halacha. Simon Reish Tzadi Zayin Seif Aleph. Dine besamim la'avdola, the spices which are used for avdola. Mevachin al besamim. This halacha that a person should make a bracha on the besamim by avdola. Im yesh lo, if he's got besamim, v'imein lo, ein tzorich lachzo alein, but if he doesn't have. You don't have to go over extensively. If you've got, you make a bracha on besamim. If you don't have, you don't have. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Seif Aleph says. In Seif Kotna Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Mvorech al besamim, abrochu boirei mine besamim. Now there's a question about that. We always make boirei mine besamim. But in reality, we know, we've learned in Hilchos Brachos earlier, that is actually what? Yeah, there's a few types of bracha. Atzei Besomim, Itzvei Besomim. Depending on what exactly the spices are, depending on what it is, there's different brachas. There's different brachas that we recite, depending on what exactly it is. Where does it grow? What is it? No different than Borei Pri Adom and Borei Pri Eitz, depending on where it grows. Similarly also with regards to spices, depending on what kind of spice it is, there's different types of brachas, as we learned earlier. So, but it's interesting that when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, we always seem to categorically seem to be saying Borei Min HaBesamim. And that's really the halacha. It's actually a question as well as an answer. That bracha hu Borei Min HaBesamim, we always make Borei Min HaBesamim Motzei Shabbos. Hal eze min shiwon, whichever species of psalm it is. Half, although, shebechoyin on weekdays, you do make a bracha. I'll call min kevir chosoi. That on a random weekday you make a bracha. It's relevant bracha on spices. With the high meaning, al atzei psamim you say bere atzei psamim. On atzei psamim you make that bracha. Al isvei psamim you make bere isvei psamim. Kedaltim reish tzayin. Mikol makom nevertheless, b'moitzoi Shabbos. When it comes to the bracha on Motzei Shabbos, mevachin al hakol. You always, universally make the bracha of Borei Min HaBesamim. Why? Kedei shelo yavoyu litois hamoyin om. Because there is too. It's too close to make. Many people don't exactly know when to make Borei Min HaBesamim. It's v'besamim, atzei besamim. It's all very delicate halachas. So there is a halacha that in order not to confuse people, we make, you know what, we're not going to, if you make Borei Min HaBesamim, you're always right. You're always making the right bracha. Same the equivalent of shakol, really. If you don't know what you have in front of you, you're always going to be yotze if you make a shakol. You're always going to make it true, right? Whatever it is, if it's Borei Pri Adom or Borei Pri Eitz in it, or it turns out to be a mezonos or a moed, whatever you make, at the end of the day, if you make a shakol, you'll be b'di'evah, you'll be yotze. So similarly also when it comes to besamim, if you say Borei Min HaBesamim, b'di'evah, you'll be yotze. You're going to be okay. So therefore, Chaim said, so the halacha is therefore that, you know what, let's not take a risk. Many people like it to make a mistake. Who are always categorically going to say Borei Min HaBesamim. She'ein hakol bekin b'chol bracha miyuchedes. People are not so aware about every bracha individually. Avol b'bracha zu, but with this bracha Borei Min HaBesamim yotze al hakol, you're going to be yotze anyway. K'mo shekosav shom b'sif alef, as he's learned over there in Hilchos Brachos. Mikol makom nevertheless, lechatchila tov yotze, it is lechatchila proper. Better shikach lepsamim dovashi because of mineri psamim. Mishnah now holds, and that's brought down in the early achronim, that ideally you should take something which bracha is really boim lepsamim. So don't take a type of spice that really in reality lechatchila the bracha should be atzei or isvei psamim. Just take something which is normally. Which takes a bore mine psomim. Kugoin Amusk, he brings a few examples. Neglach, Shigamze, Lahab Achon, because of mine psomim. Yeah, so he said, Achtchila, just choose something which really the boch is bore mine psomim. But again, the meaning is that whatever you have in front of you, you're going to make bore mine psomim. Mishnebus, so that's in terms of what you use. The Shulchanoch says, Ein tzach lachzor aleihem. You don't, you don't have to see, go extensively to seek for psalmim in zochlach salem. Why? She'em says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Beis she'en mevorchin aleim elo lehoshiv hanefesh. Now the Mishnah Berurah gives us the reason. Why do we actually say berim nepsamim? Why do we say berim nepsamim? Why do we make a bochum psalmim? What's the Shabbos? Why? What's the reason? Why do we say psalmim? Oh, that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Very good. Because he says, Mishnah Berurah says, she'en mevorchin aleim, the reason why we make a boch is only lehoshiv hanefesh, to satisfy our souls, she'kayevetz, which is in pain, meitzias haShabbos, from Shabbos leaving us. And therefore, we are a little bit sad, and our neshama is in pain. Therefore, we try to rectify that to some degree by smelling some psalmim. Now, this can only be understood by Kabbalah, because no, I don't fully. Have you got an explanation for it? I mean, I understand that neshama leaves, and our neshama. I understand that. That our neshamas are sad on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, I can perhaps understand that. But how does psalmim help exactly?
You're losing a part of you. How do you get chayim back? You don't go up on Mishma's side. So the af.
Oh, I see. From the af is brings back some life into it. Very interesting. Very nice. Very good. Yeah. See, Beis Rabbi Sana gives us some types of psalmim which we may not use. Ein mevorchin al psalmim, you may not use. It's based on the Mishnah in Brachos. Ein mevorchin, you do not make a brach on psalmim. Al psalmim shall beis akisei. If psalmim are used for a toilet, for removing the smell, the odors in a beis akisei, you may not use those psalmim for Motzei Shabbos. Veloi al shalmesim, you may not use psalmim which is used for mesim, for people who are one iftar. And here again, the psalmim are there to remove an odor. V'dafkan esunin lemalo mitosoi. If they were placed, those psalmim were placed lemalo on top mitosoi from the mitzvah shalmeis of the niftar, of the deceased person, the psalmim was on top. Those psalmim that were placed on top, you may not use. V'loy, and similarly also not, al psalmim she b'mesibois ov dekechovim, parties. Goy, parties of goyim. If they use psalmim in their parties, if they did, if there is parties for Ovdei Kechovim and they use psalmim in their parties, you may not use that either. The stam is sibosn lo Ovdei Kechovim, because there may have been a religious aspect to their party. You have to assume that if there's many goyim getting together, there may be a goyish element aspect to their party, and therefore, by having those psalmim which were used in that party, you can't use those psalmim because it wasn't to use for something religious, and therefore you can't use them. So, in actual fact, you made the brach on those psalmim, whether it is of a mace or it is from a beis akisse, from a toilet, or from any of those kind of psalmim, you did choose to take one of those psalmim, and you made a brach on those. You made a brach on those. Lo yotze, you're actually not yotze. So you not only can't use it, but even if you did use it, you're not yotze. Those psalmim, you may not use them. Don't make a bracha. For tzorech lachzor levorech al acherim, you have to do the bracha afterwards again on better psalmim. Now, why is it that psalmim which comes from the meisim or from beis akisei, why is it that you can't use those? Why?
No respect.
There's lack of respect. Yeah. We're using the toilet, so don't take it out. Yeah. So Mishmur says something else. Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkot and Gimel, he says, to call ze lav lerecha avida and la buri recha sirchan. He says that those psalmim, they are not there to make a positive smell. They are there to remove an odor of a mace, for instance. It's not there to make a positive good smell. On the contrary, it's to take away a negative smell. That you can't make a bracha on. You can only make a bracha if the smell causes something purely positive, not just to remove a negative. And therefore, you have to use different psalmim. So that's what Mishnah says, that those are called a lav lerecha vida. It's not to create a positive, nice smell. But those are to remove negative smell. Yeah.
Have the same spices as you keep in your store, but
So it doesn't mean say the same.
Yeah.
You can use the same.
Yes, absolutely correct.
But you keep it somewhere else.
Absolutely. Yeah. You just can't go there and make the bracha there. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely correct. Yeah. This is true. Yeah. Okay. Siv Gimel. Sakim Amalein Besamim. Bags. Which are full of. By the way, this is not mentioned over here, but maybe somebody can remember. There's a minik. What? Does anybody have a silver psalmim box? You have. What is it made out of? What's the shape of it? A migdal. And what's the reason for it? Yeah, I also don't. That's the thing. I know there's a reason for it, but I don't remember what the reason is. It's always made in a tower. Pardon?
Fish,
yeah. Yeah, also fish. There's a reason that the psalmim generally, do you ever silver psalmim? We've seen them. They're always in the shape of a migdal, of a tower. And I just don't remember why. Do you have a silver? What is it made out of?
Silver, yeah.
And what's the shape?
Yeah, like a migdal.
Like a migdal. And I don't remember why. I fail to remember why. Pardon? It's not really. It's not. It's interesting. Interesting thought. It doesn't seem to be. There's always normally there's a flag on top, right? So I don't know if it's representing the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, if anybody finds out, I'll be very grateful because I just forgot. You know what I mean? It's normally. Don't remember why. Sakim Elayim Psamim. Bags which are filled with spices. Okay, there are bags which are filled with spices, and those bags are placed them into kankanayin, into barrels of wine. So they take those spices and they put them in the barrels of wine. Although you're allowed to smell those bags, which obviously have absorbed some of the wine. Probably smells very nice. I imagine the reason why they place those spices in the wine is probably for. Pardon? Probably to favor the wine. But at the same time, once you take the psalmim out, the psalmim inevitably are going to have the smell of the wine as well. So that wine is Goyish wine. And are you allowed to have enough from Goyish wine? Yeah, you can't. So now you've got these spices which have absorbed wine. Taste within it. So, you're allowed to smell it. Yes, you're allowed to smell it. But, in mavdin and alem, you can't make avdon in it. So again, bags of spices, which have been put in barrels of wine, and absorbed goyish wine. Now, they've been removed now, and you want to smell those. So, you're allowed to smell it, although it's wine, which you're not allowed to drink. You're allowed to smell those bags of spices, but you can't use it, you can't make a broch on it. Mishnah explains why, so you've got involved. Because there is no real tam in it. It doesn't really have taste of wine. He says that really the reason why they were placed in there were for the spices to give out taste into the wine, and not vice versa. So there may be a little bit going back into the spices, but really, it was the other way around. It was the spices giving taste into the wine. So that's why you're allowed to smell it, because there's not so much wine in the spice. Spices are not going to absorb that much. It's much more about the wine absorbing from the spices. The origin, yeah. And but ain mavdin la'alem, why can you not make it? So that's why you can't smell it, because you're not really smelling so much wine. But you can't make a brach on it. The reason is, and mavdin la'alem de moisu legavaya. It's a bit inappropriate. It's not respectful. It's not respectful. You can't just make a brach on psalmim on something which is soaked with wine, goyish wine. It's just not respectful. Goyish wine. Yeah.
And if you do use a yetzer?
Good question. I don't know. Dalet tells us you should ideally use hadassim leaves. Hadass leaves for avdon. Does anybody use hadass leaves? Anybody? So there are people who do it. Shulchan Aruch says you should use hadass leaves for psalmim, and a lot of people, they will They will. I've seen it. I think a lot of Sfadim do. They will use the Hadassim leaves. Some, as on the, when Hadassim leaves are still on the stem, and others will cut them off and put them in a psalm. It's quite a lot. I think Sfadim are very makbid on it. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you can, yes, it's perfect, it's beautiful to use Hadassim leaves for psalm. Now the Gemara adds that it's not so poshut because yesh oim ein levoich al hadassi yovich. So that's maybe a nice idea, but in practical terms, they're very often going to be dry. Hadassim get dry after, as we know, right? By the end of Sukkot, they get dry. So it says that if it's dry, they don't bother. The einu miriach because it doesn't smell. Irak al shop somim. The Gemara says better use something else because they're going to be dry. They're not going to smell. No point having a hadass if it doesn't smell. Anyway, that's the minik in our countries, not to use hadas. And the Rambam says, our minik, says the Rambam, in our countries, in our Ashkenazic countries, we don't use hadasim at all, says the Rambam. The Rambam says, you know what, I have a great idea. Use other psalmim which have a nice smell, but add a few hadasim leaves in it. And I've seen people doing that as well. To us, also in the Kula Alma, because then you've got the best of both worlds. You have a nice, strong smell of psalmim, and you have hadassim leaves. Why is it that it's nice to use hadassim leaves? Why? What's the point of that? Pardon? Oh, says the Mishnah Berurah. And of course, Rav Freisenberg, Abuch HaChoshev, Chsiv Kopen Ches, Ala Hadass, Perish the Shalulev, the hadassim of a lulev, which were used for the mitzvah of lulev, Kaven this abed had a mitzvah, since one mitzvah was done with it, you perform one mitzvah with it, hadassim, dalet minim on sukkas, le abed bo mitzvah chitta, you should use it for another mitzvah. This is a concept that we find in many places. If you did a mitzvah with a certain item, might as well use that item for another mitzvah again. Use it again for another mitzvah, and we find that by many, well, other examples of that rule. Where do we find it? If you use the item of mitzvah, use it again over. Narovas? Oh yeah, we burn him on Pesach. Yeah. Yeah, very good. What else? Here we find it. What else? Schach? Yes, true as well. Yeah, what else? We find it in countless places. Talking about Arovas, just like Joshana, I just want to tell you something very nice that I saw. I forgot who said it, but I saw it in the Melech Bideman Sefer, so very nice. He said Arovas of the Arovas, what ends up, what do the Arovas end up? The Hoshanas that we use on Hoshana Rabbah, they end up on that. That's interesting. That what happens to the Esrik? What do we do with the Esrik?
Make jam.
Jam, yeah. And alternatively, not much left with it, right? Not much happens with it. What about the lulav? What do we do with the lulav?
Burn
it. Yeah. What happens with the hadassim? Not too much. I mean, yeah, a little bit. It may be used for another mitzvah, but on the whole, none of the dalet minim make it on top of the Onah Kodesh. None of the dalet minim make it on Onah Kodesh. They don't make it on Onah Kodesh. Only the Shanas make it on Onah Kodesh. Never seen anybody putting an Esek on top of the Onah Kodesh. Never seen anybody putting a Lulav on top of the Onah Kodesh. Not yet, anyway. So it's very interesting to note this observation that only the Shanas end up on top of this heiliger place of the Onah Kodesh. Why is it that only the Shanas end up on top of the Onah Kodesh? It's a very good question. Have you ever thought of it? Very interesting. The Hoshanas end up. So I saw the Melech Bideman says, I quote somebody and I've unfortunately forgotten who he said. I'll tell you why. This is because the Hoshanas, what happened to the Hoshanas? What did we do with the Hoshanas? We smashed them. And we hit them. And they ended up on the floor. And we stepped on them. And he says, a thing which is smashed and is broken to pieces and is beaten up, that eventually ends up on top of the Onah Kodesh. But the Esrik, which got all the honor in the world over Sukkos, he was looking after the Esrik, he was looking after the Lulavs, careful, watch it, careful here, careful that. He eventually ends up, who knows where it ends up, because he got all the covered already. But something which is smashed up and bashed up, Ribbono Shel Olam looks after, and after ends up on the Kodesh. So the Melech Bideman says the same with people. If the real, Hashem is going to give the real, real, real covered in the Olam Emes to people who are smashed up and bashed up and didn't get any covered. Those are the ones that eventually the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to put on top of the Kodesh. Unlike the Esek and the Lulu, which was overly looked after over Yom Tov. Nice word, but Melech Bideman, I think it's a very sweet word. Right, okay, so we're learning that Hadassim ideally should be placed in the, Hadassim should be placed on top of the Hadassim should be used again for another mitzvah, and ideally that's why we use it for psalmim. But if it doesn't smell, then there's no point. Yeah.
Like that, so the same
Yes, some people do indeed. Some people will use that as absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't say it here, but yes, some people do. It's correct. This is absolutely correct. Some people will use the esrog for psamim. Sif hey. Now, sif hey reminds me of my brother-in-law. Sif hey makes me think of my brother-in-law. Because if hey, I've got a brother-in-law, he doesn't live in Edgware, but he's got a bit of a chronic, I don't know what exactly the word is. He can't smell anything. He's literally can't smell anything. It's very, he's got a sinus issue since when he was a child, and his mama doesn't smell anything. So the question is, what do people who can't smell, whether it is on a chronic, on chronic terms, like my shvaga, or on a temporary, somebody's got a cold or something like that, and he can't smell it, mamash can't smell it. What should he do with regards to the bracha of besamim?
Can't help.
Pardon? Can he view it somebody else? Okay, says Shulchan Aruch. Mi she'enu mireach. Sifei. Am I unable to smell? Really? Really? Very interesting. Somebody you cannot smell. So you cannot make a bracha on psamim unless you can smell it. Alternatively, what you can do, if you are mechaven, you have intention to be moitzi others, then you can make a bracha. Like we find the rule, the general rule. You can make a bracha for somebody else. If it's a bikkur of mitzvahs, you can't make a bracha for somebody else as long as he actually does the mitzvah. Lehoitzi bnei beiso to be moitzi his household, aktanim, even children, shigia lechinuch who achieved chinuch age, or lehoitzi mishenu yodea, or to be moitzi somebody who doesn't really understand, doesn't know. So yes, you can make a bracha psamim if somebody else is going to smell it and you're not going to smell. The Mishmuv, he goes in great detail about this, and he says that, it's not always true. He says that it's that Mishnah Berurah says in Yud Gimel that kol achronim cholkin v'zeh v'davka lo yitzib nei beiso aktanim udoshor. He says that only talking about your own children. But if it's not children, then you can't make a bracha for somebody else. So there's a machlokes about that, and the Mishnah Berurah ends up to be machmir. So in terms of my brother, the best way is if you've got children around, or what many people will, if they cannot smell, it's not really a problem. You can ask somebody else to make the bracha. And I think what most people will do is that you could make a bracha as long as somebody else smells, but I think generally people will be makpid not to make the bracha and ask somebody else to make the bracha. I think that's generally. Have you ever experienced it? Have a bad cold? Motzei Shabbos? Ever happened to you? Bad cold? Yeah, happened to you? Bad cold. So I think generally people will not make the bracha, although you could really make a bracha somebody else smells, but I think people will refrain from making a bracha. Simon Reish. Chas tzadik dinei nei avdol. We'll start off this simon as well. Bevoich al aner. We're now moving on from psamim. We've discussed elchus of psamim. Now we're moving on to avdol. Bevoich al aner boir moir hoesh. We make the bracha on the candle, which is boir rei moir rei hoesh. Im yeish loy, if he has got a fire, he makes that bracha. Vi einu tzurich lachso aocha. Vi here again. You don't have to seek overly, like go crazy over finding it. If you haven't got, you haven't got. If you do have, even better. If you do have, it's the best. But if you don't have, it doesn't matter. That's only on Motzei Shabbos. Moim Kippur. Yesh on the Shemach Chazachov. This is only with Motzei Shabbos. Oh. On Motzei Yom Kippur, you do have to search for it, and you have to ensure that you actually end up making the bracha by Moesh. Misha and Luke, yeah. So, the Mishnah Berurah now in Sifkot Aleph tells us, why do you make a Bore Moesh on Motzei Shabbos? Why? Where does it come from? Why do you make Motzei Shabbos? Pardon? That's right. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Aleph, Morech Al Haner. Mishum the Tchilas Brios, you have a Motzei Shabbos. Fire was initially created on Motzei Shabbos. So there was, Adam Rishon was created on Friday, and on Shabbos was Shabbos, and on Motzei Shabbos he needed fire, and he created, he put two stones together, and he, Tochlan Zubazui, like, he started grinding them one against the other until he created fire. So Adam Rishon created fire. The first fire was created, the first human fire was created on Motzei Shabbos. And that's why we do the bracha on Motzei Shabbos. Mishum etchilas briyos you have Motzei Shabbos. Can we know Pesachim? That's gemoyn in Pesachim. Pemoitzoy Shabbos. Not like Kodesh Baruch Hu deo ba'ato marishim. It's interesting the wording of the Gemara. On Motzei Shabbos, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave the sense and the understanding and the cognitive ability to Adam Arishon for tochan shtei avonim zubazu, and he took two stones which he was toich and he grinded them zubazu v'yotzmen ha'or, and that created a flame of fire. And that's why we make that bracha on Motzei Shabbos. So there's that gratitude. It's, I don't know if it's a sense, it's not really gratitude, but it's a zecher, it's a remembrance of Adam Arishon who created the first fire on Motzei Shabbos. There's obviously also another point, that there is no greater melacha than making a fire. It's the top spitz melacha that can be done, is creating a fire. So we do a Motzei Shabbos. I forgot which Achim says that. That Motzei Shabbos, we show Motzei Shabbos, and now it's like a, it's Motzei Shabbos now, let's go for it kind of thing. Yeah? So it, creating a flame, that shows that it's Motzei Shabbos now. This element of but what the Mishnah over here brings is the Gemara Pesachim that tells us that Adam Arishon had worked out how to make a fire on Motzei Shabbos. We learned Hilchas Psalmim tonight, Rabbi Yisai. We learned that if you have Kop Psalmim, you should make a Baruch on Psalmim Motzei Shabbos. But you don't use one which was used for removing negative odors such as Beis HaKis HaMesim or Mitas HaShel Meis. Similarly, if it came from a Goyisha party, which may have been used for religious purpose, don't use that psalmim. We learned that either way you make the bracha boim le psalmim, because that's in order to ensure that universally nobody's going to make a mistake. We also learned that that if it's a bag of psalmim which was placed in a wine, you could smell it, but don't make a bracha psalmim on it. Tells you a bit most. That's a bit not respectful to use yai nesach influenced spices for psalmim. That's not really appropriate, and that's for we avoid that. If possible, the Shulchan Aruch says you should use hadassim, which was used for the mitzvah of sukkahs, of dalet minim. The Rama says ensure that it still has a smell, otherwise it's no point. And finally, we learned that somebody who can't smell can't make a bracha, but he can make a bracha in order to be motzi his ketanim. And in regards to the din avdala, we learned the background of it is because Adam Arishon created a fire on Motzei Shabbos, and the relevant the wording of the bracha is Borim Oesh. Good Shabbos, Abayisai.